Have you ever wanted to go somewhere or do something and you found you were too late? Well, that's what our story is about today. It's about a terrible volcano that down in a mountain in the West Indies. And this volcano was never erupted or given any trouble for many years. Every once in a while, the rumblings could be heard from within. And this would put a little fear in the people sometimes. And they never knew what moment that might break out and red-hot molten lava would spew out and rain down destruction upon everything in its path. Well, the government thought they would put a man up on that mountain to listen for those rumblings, and when he heard them, then he could have time. He'd run down and warn the people in this village, and then they would run for safety. The man was a Christian, a very dependable man by the name of Mr. Edwards. And he lived in a little house on the slope, and when he heard those noises, he would size them up, and he would tell the people and warn the people to flee. That's just like in the Bible, you know. The Bible says, flee from the wrath to come. The Bible is a book of warnings, too, because we don't know the day or the hour when the Lord Jesus is coming, but we are told to be ready. One morning, Mr. Edwards was reading his Bible and getting ready to eat his breakfast when he heard some rumblings. They sounded a little louder than usual. And he thought, this is it. This is it. Immediately he left his breakfast and he ran down the slope and he cried to the residents, flee, flee, for the rumblings are louder than ever before. The volcano is going to break. Well, they all said, we've heard that before. Says, we got lots of time. If it does break, it'll only be 2 or 3 days. No, 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 Mr. Edwards says, leave, for the volcano may erupt at any moment. A few of the people believed, and they went down to a safe place, to a place of safety. But sad to say, many neglected the warning, some even making fun at the alarm. But suddenly, the volcano erupted. And it spewed out red-hot lava. And many of the unbelieving neighbors, they perished. They were too late getting to safety. That's like God's eternal volcano of the coming of the Lord. Will you be too late? Why don't you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be in time before the Lord comes? Do it and be saved right now.